I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for the intro. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio. And I'm joined now by longtime NBA head coach, veteran of the NBA, Lionel Hollins, of course, coached the Grizzlies and the Nets. And coach, I want to talk about the NBA playoffs with you, but the first question I have for you real quick, because I haven't touched on it in the rest of the show, and this is a genuine query of mine. Is the Knicks coaching job desirable? Because the person who brings them back to glory will be a hero. However, that's been very difficult to do with the way the franchise has been run. I think they're looking for their fifth head coach since 2012 and their 10th since 2004. Is that a desirable coaching job?
Well, every job in the NBA is desirable. There's only 30 opportunities. And, you know, if you want to be a head coach, sometimes you have to take one that seems less than desirable at the moment and work with it. That's the best that you can get. You know, not everybody gets a Steve Kerr type opportunity where you come in and a team is ready to take off. And, you know, the Knicks, I was looking through the Knicks coaching. Yeah, I was looking through a few of the teams that have fired coaches, and it seems that you go back in the last, like Mike Woodson, when he was fired, he was a successful coach there, but yeah, it wasn't good enough. And then from that point on, they've actually been losing. And I looked at a couple other teams in the same light. Jeff Hornacek was out in Phoenix and, you know, having moderate success in building. And since he's gone, they haven't had a success. So sometimes the decisions that the front office makes in terms of keeping or letting a coach go determines their fortunes for the near future. And I always say it's all about, you know, horses and ponies. Budenholzer, coach of the year a few years ago, did a great job. And now he's going out to talk to the Suns because, you know, his job could be in jeopardy. And the front office made the decision to go away from spending money. I was in Brooklyn and I had the same situation the first year there. We made the playoffs. We had a lot of veteran players. We had a lot of high-priced veteran players, and the next year they decide we're going with no money. And, you know, you have to have players in order to be successful in this business.
You mentioned a couple of coaches there, or a couple of opportunities that I want to circle back to in regards to the NBA playoffs. One was Steve Kerr. I think it is safe to assume he made the right decision to go to Golden State rather than the Knicks when he did have that choice at the time. But when you're looking at this postseason and the situation the Warriors are in, they have looked dominant and have been dominant. Obviously, a 73-win team adds Kevin Durant. But I've always argued that Steph Curry is the engine that makes them go and their most important player because of the attention he requires, the gravity, if you will. And with him out, they're more vulnerable. If he's injured, obviously they're more vulnerable. How much danger do you think the Warriors are in the first round maybe, or in the playoffs in general?
Well, I think that every year you have to go out and be that team that everybody thinks is the most dominant. And it has nothing to do with the Warriors and how they come down the stretch limping with the injuries that they've had, and obviously resting players as well.
Sure.
I just think that, you know, you get to the playoffs, and if you have a tough first-round series like they do, then something, you know, good comes from it because you get right into focus. You know that you're vulnerable. You know that it's your brain is tenuous if you don't get after it right off the bat and get your focus and your interest and everything right to the forefront. And next thing you know, you're playing well again. But, you know, when Kevin Durant is out, you know, they need all three of those guys, Klay Thompson and Durant and Curry, because they're, you know, when you have three guys that can get you 30 points and go out and get you 20 points a night, that's 60 points that you have. It's incredible what it does to the rest of the team. And when one of those guys is out and you put a lot of pressure on Durant or you put a lot of pressure on Klay Thompson, you say, okay, we're going to take one of those two guys away. Nobody else on their team is capable of going out and getting 30 or 40. And so we're going to take one of those guys away, and then the other guy is going to have to carry the team, and he usually gets 30, and then the Warriors still struggle. But when you have all three of them, it's tough to match up and defend against them, and it doesn't allow you to move people around to put your best defender on Durant or your best defender on Klay Thompson or your best defender on Curry, because those other two guys are there. So, you know, they are vulnerable, but, you know, they're very capable, and they just need one or two of those guys to step up. Quinn Cook has played well down the stretch. So I think that, you know, it'll be a good series, and it'll determine how well San Antonio can score consistently as they go forward.
Yeah, I think that's the worry with the Spurs. Early in the year, Coach, the Warriors played okay without Curry. Their offense falls off without Curry, but they played a grinded-out style, and I don't know if San Antonio can score enough. Maybe they try and get it into a half-court game, though, because Curry can't create that pace bringing the ball up and down the court. Robin Lundberg talking to NBA vet, head coaching vet, Lionel Hollins here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, when you were referencing the Knicks, you talked about Mike Woodson, and he took over for Mike D'Antoni, who had a rough go just like everybody in New York, but has resurrected, you know, the glowing words about him in Houston with the way that team has played. But he, Chris Paul, and James Harden all have some playoff questions surrounding them, at least narrative-wise. Do you think any of that stuff is real for any of those individuals as the Rockets go in with the best record in the NBA?
Well, you know, it's real from the past perspective, but the past is gone. Today is today, and they get to start anew, and they get to set a legacy going forward to erase whatever everybody's saying about them. For Chris Paul, I think the most important thing is staying healthy. You know, usually as they go down the stretch, he's been hurt or banged up, whether it be his thumb, whether it be his hamstring. Something has happened that's kept him from being as effective as he's capable of being. He's a fantastic player, and he takes a lot of the weight. Usually the best player on your team does take the weight. Harden has had some different issues in terms of his team hasn't been able to move forward, and the debacle he had last year against the Spurs when they got blown out at home in the last game was, you know, a terrible blow to, you know, his perceived legacy. He's still a great player, and he has done wonderful things. He's going to be the MVP this year without a doubt, and he'll have to live up to that in the playoffs all the way through. But I think what people miss is that in order to be great in the playoffs, you have to have people around you that play great. You know, you can't be a one-man band because, as I said earlier about the Warriors without Curry, teams will now scheme to take away what you do, and they'll force you to make somebody else beat you. And if they can't, then you're going to struggle, and then the team is going to struggle because nobody else can pick you up. So I think having Chris Paul, a healthy Chris Paul, will help Harden. It will help Chris Paul as well to be a part of that tandem of James Harden and himself.
What's your assessment of the East? Of course, LeBron's been there seven straight times to the finals. Most people probably picking them the eighth straight finals. They've had a real rough go of it at times this year, but he has been the one constant, and there's been a small sample of their new roster, plus LeBron, plus Kevin Love, and when they've had that, they've been quite good. Do you have them as the Eastern team to beat as well?
Oh, no question about it. They are the favorite. You know, LeBron is the best player in the game today. And he's shown that he can take whatever kind of talent and mold it by his talent and his personality and lift them up to greatness. When he first went to Cleveland and they went to the finals, that wasn't the greatest team that he had around him. But that shows his greatness, and he's shown it again this year. And we had a healthy Kevin Love shooting the ball the way he's been shooting it. And some of those young guys bringing in energy. Larry Nance Jr., Clarkson, those guys have done a great job in Hood. They haven't been consistent, but as they've been going down the stretch and Kevin Love came back and gave that great 1-2 punch of scoring, there's pressure on those other guys is not to score, but just to go out and play consistent. And so it's easier to just go out and play and just be consistent in effort and consistent in whatever opportunities you get versus having to rise up and get 18 to 20 points, which Kevin Love is capable of. He's capable of getting more than that. And, of course, you're going to get whatever LeBron gets. They just need all those guys to be consistent. How these guys perform with confidence in the playoffs is going to be important in order for Cleveland to go forward. nobody can say that Toronto is not a legitimate finals candidate, because they are. They've changed their game. They play much different. The ball moves better. They're not so much one-on-one dominant with DeRozan or with Lowry. And that's what gets hurt in the playoffs. One-on-one basketball in the playoffs is difficult unless you're just so great that nobody can guard you. You know, but, you know, team scheme, and they take that stuff away, and now what are you going to do? And Toronto in the past hasn't been able to do as well. And then last year, Kyle Lowry gets hurt and doesn't play at the end. But I like them. I like Philadelphia. If Embiid comes back, I think that they're a sleeper. Boston, you know, can they score enough as they go forward in the playoffs? So it's going to be very intriguing and going to be fun to watch. I love the first rounds of the playoffs because the teams are more evenly matched. As you go forward, you know, the domination of one team or the other becomes apparent real quick.
Coach, appreciate your insight this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.